ಮಂಜನ ಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ವಂಶಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರಕ್ಷಿಸೇ ನಮಃ. ಗುರವೇ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಧಿಕಾಯೈ ತದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಾಯ ತದಭಕ್ತಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ತವೈವಾಸ್ಮಿ ನಜಿಮಾಮಿ ತ್ವಯಾ ವಿನಾ ಇತಿ ವಿಗ್ರಹೇ ರಾಧೇ ತನ್ನೇ ಮಾಂ ಶರಣಂತಿ. ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಮೈ ಮಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಂಡ ಪ್ರಣತಿ ಅಂಟು ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಲೀಲಾ ಪ್ರವಿಷ್ಟ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಾನ ಕೇಶವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಾರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೇಮ್ ಮಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಂಡ ಪ್ರಣತಿ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಶಿಕ್ಷಾ ಗುರು ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ. ಬೈ ದಿ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಆಫ್ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಅವರ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮ್ಯಾನೇಜ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವೆಲ್. ಆಲ್ ಹರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ, ನೋ ಕಂಪ್ಲೇನ್. As I told before, that there are so many kinds of devotees. But Sanatana Goswami has divided into 5 categories. That is, Jnani Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Prempa Bhakta, Prematur Bhakta. He has not taken gopis in this. They are above all these things. Here, what is the meaning of Jnani Bhakta? Jnanis are of two kinds. One, those who tell themselves, Soham, Soham. And Supreme Lord. Tattvamasi. You are also saint. All the creepers and everything is Soham. Is Brahma.
Aham
Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. Oh, really, this is bad. And one class of Jnani Bhakta, your Bhakta, they are Jnani. And Bhakta are that, they don't think like this. They are Bhakta, but only their Bhakti is with opulence. Like Prahlad Maharaj, his bhakta, an ideal bhakta. Trinadapi suni chena tarurapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. If you want to see the embodiment of that verse, then you will have to come to Prahlad Maharaj. He is Jnani Bhakta. Only that, he is seeing in everyone he is Ishtadev. And in Ishtadev, he is seeing everyone. As he is saying, in him, he is also saying, in everyone's heart, that Krishna is there, in the same way. Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he has given classes about more than 108 times. If you want to be really a bhakta, try to be sahishnu like him. His father tortured him so much, but he was calm and quiet. Only he disobeyed that, he wanted that. You should not chant Harinam, and he used to chant. But he never himself done anything against his father. So we should be tolerant like Prahlad Maharaj. So I want that you should begin the life history of Sri Prahlad Maharaj from the beginning. So suddenly you should hear and try to follow Prahlad Maharaj if you want to be bhakta really.
Om Jnana Chandrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Vilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So in the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the life of Sri Prahlad Maharaj in relation to the appearance of Sri Nrisimha Bhagavan, Lord Nrisimha Dev, is narrated there. So Srila Gurudev is explaining the first level of bhakta, jnani bhakta. Sri Prahlad Maharaj was the son of a very great demon king, Asura. His name was Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu did very powerful austerities because he wanted to become immortal. Of course, within this material universe, everyone has to die. But Hiranyakashipu had such strong material desires, he wanted to live forever within this world, and he wanted to live with all opulence and sense gratifications of this world to the maximum degree. So motivated by this strong material desire, he went to perform severe austerities. And when he was performing these austerities, the demigods who control the universe and the heavenly planets, they became very frightened because he was becoming more and more powerful by his austerities. These austerities are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. No one in this age can even come near to the austerities that Hiranyakashipu performed. He stood on the tips of his toes with his arms upraised for hundreds of years. And in that condition, even his body had withered away, and ant hills were created around his body. The ants had eaten all of his flesh and muscle. And still, because his austerities were so powerful, he was able to keep his life airs, his prana, within the bones of his body. So in this condition, he was becoming so powerful, and the demigods appealed to Lord Brahma, the creator of the material universe, to come down and to somehow or other stop Hiranyakashipu's austerity. So then at that time, when Lord Brahma descended, he came down on his swan carrier. And when he came down, then he took his water pot, Kamandalu, and he sprinkled water on the head of Hiranyakashipu, and immediately his body became rejuvenated. by the power of Lord Brahma. And now he had a very beautiful and strong body, and he began to request boons from Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma told him, now you can ask me whatever boon you desire. So then he told him, I want to become immortal. And Lord Brahma told, well, that is not possible to become, that I can give you immortality, because even I myself, I have a final period that I must die. Although I may live for untold billions of years, but at one point I also must die, so I cannot give you that boon. So then Hiranyakashipu thought that he was very clever, and he began to request from Lord Brahma various boons like, okay, well then I don't want to be killed on the land, on the sea, or in the air. I don't want to die in any of these places. Oh, Lord Brahma told, yes, that is okay. And then he said, I don't want to die either in the daytime or at night. Yes, okay. I don't want to die by any man-made weapons or by any man or beast. Yes, that is okay. So in this way, he thought that he was covering every possibility of his dying. And then at one point...
What? Not in months, not in a year.
Not in... Yeah, okay. So then at that point, he began to declare, I am immortal. He cried out, I am immortal. So then, during that time period, while Hiranyakashipu was performing these austerities, his wife was pregnant with his child. And the demigods, they thought, we better kidnap his wife and take away that child, because he's going to be a big demon, just like his father. So we should prevent this. And they actually went to the palace of Hiranyakashipu and kidnapped her. But as they were taking her away, suddenly Sri Narad Muni came there. And Narad Muni stopped them. And he said, no, no, you are mistaken. In the womb of this woman, there is not a big demon. I will take her to my ashram. So Narad Muni brought the wife of Hiranyakashipu to his ashram. And there, during the entire period while Hiranyakashipu was performing the austerities, Narada Muni was narrating the glories of Sri Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam to the mother of Prahlad Maharaj. And while Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb, at that time he was also hearing. So now Hiranyakashipu completed his austerities, received these boons, and now he began to attack the heavenly planets, and he began to conquer over all of the demigods of the higher planetary systems. And even he conquered Indra himself, the king of the heavenly planets, and he took over his throne, and he began to sit on his throne, and even he had the powers of Indra to control the different elements of the universe. So Hiranyakashipu, in this way, now was rejoicing in his great material powers. And now Narada Muni had also returned Hiranyakashipu's wife to the palace before he returned from his austerities. And the young boy was born and named Prahlad Maharaj. So now Prahlad, he was nearing the age of 5 years. And naturally, when the child reaches that age, then the parent wants to send the child to school for education. So now, Prahlad Maharaj was sent to school by his father. And one day, he came to his father, and his father was sitting on his throne, and his father told his boy to come here, Prahlad, come here. And he sat him on his lap, and then he asked Prahlad, I want to know from you, please tell me, what is the best thing that you have now learned, that you've been going to school for some time period now? So tell me, what's the best thing that you've learned? What's the best knowledge? So then Prahlad Maharaj innocently looked at his father, and he addressed him not as, oh my dear father, but he addressed him as Asura Varya, as the best of the asuras, of the demons. And he said to him, Tat sadhu manyeya surya varaya dehinam samasa mudvigna dhya asad grahat hitvatma patam griham andakupam anangato yat darim ashrayetam. Oh, my dear father, I think that the best knowledge, Tat sadhu manyeya, I think the best knowledge is that sadasa mudvigna dhya asad grahat, that those persons who have accepted this temporary material world and this temporary happiness of family life, which is like a blind well, griham andakupam, andakupam means like a blind well that someone has fallen into, these persons that are always full of so many anxieties, sama sumadvigna dhya asadgrahat, because they have accepted this temporary world as permanent. So therefore they're full of so many anxieties. I think that the best thing is that they should immediately, they should give up this false situation, hitvatmapatam, because this situation is the situation in which the atma, in which the soul becomes killed. There is no spiritual future for such a personality, so therefore he should give up this false, temporary, illusory life in this world. And gato vanam gato yad darim ashrayeta. He should simply go to the forest, and there he should take shelter of the lotus feet of Hari. And Hari means Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when Hiranyakashipu heard this, then he remembered, my greatest enemy is Hari. Why? Because he appeared as the incarnation of Varaha, the boar incarnation, and he killed my brother, Hiranyaksha. He is my greatest enemy. And suddenly I'm hearing my son telling me that I should give up everything, all the enjoyment of this world, and I should go to the forest and surrender to Hari. So then he began to smile and wonder, oh, just see, the enemy, they come and they somehow or other sneak, they infiltrate into our camp, and they try to pollute the minds of these young ones. So he called his teachers, the teachers of Prahlad, and he told them very sternly, now you should protect him. Make sure that no one can enter and no one can pollute his mind. Our enemies, they are trying to turn him in the direction of our enemy, Vishnu. So in this way, now Prahlad was taken away to his school by his
Thank parents. You. Can you explain what is sansarku?
What is
world wealth? Be ready.
So Prahlad Maharaj has said, Hitva Atmapatam Grihat Andakupam, that this world is like a dry well. So the example is given that once there was a person, he was looking for some wood in the forest. And then he was being chased by a tiger. So he started to run. And then as he was running, then there was some grass, and underneath that grass was a well. But this well was dry. Immediately, to get away from the tiger, he jumped into the well, and he jumped or fell. He jumped into the well, and then on either side of the inner wall of the well, there were two branches. He held on to the branches. And then he saw, looking up, he just saw the tiger. And the tiger was opening its mouth, and he just saw the jaws of death. The tiger was roaring. But this tiger was a very, very amazing tiger. It roared like a lion. He looked up, he saw the tiger. Then he looked down, and then he saw
some snakes, black poisonous cobras, and they were just uncoiling and just going. And then as they were coming closer to his feet, he started to go, oh, oh, oh. He was sweating. Sweat was coming from his face, coming down his arms, and his hand was sweating, and he started to slip. And as he was slipping, then he just heard, creak, 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 creak. And then he looked up, and then he saw on one branch, he saw one rat. And it was just going. And then he looked at the other branch. He saw another rat. One black rat, one white rat. And now he was really sweating. And he was just holding on. Not only was he sweating, but he felt like if he was going to pass at any moment. Then as he was in such a predicament, so fearful, he thought that my death is here. He saw death in the form of the tiger, he saw many miseries and impending death down below in the form of the snake.
And madhu, honey, what?
And then at that time above there was a tree and a branch. And there was a beehive. And then the beehive just tilted. And then very, very beautiful golden honey drop just went and just went back past his face and then dropped on the head of one of the snakes. Then again another drop came. And then he went and then he stuck out his tongue and he missed. And then another drop. And then this time he stuck his tongue out and caught it. He said, "Ooh, how sweet it is." Prahlad Maharaj said, "Oh Father, you're like this man who has impending death all over. That these rats, the black rat, signifies time in the form of night. And the white rat signifies time in the form of day. That at every moment means our time is running out. That time to leave this body. And this body has a purpose. And that purpose is to realize Vishnu." He said, "Oh, please, you go to the forest." "But Father, what are you doing? Instead of realizing that death is there in the form of the tiger, death is here in the form of the snakes, and your time is running out. But instead, you're just tasting this sweet honey, and you're just thinking, how sweet it is. And now you're an illusion." Said, "Father, this is called Maya. That you're trapped in your material situation, enjoying your position, your comfort, all these things, the nice foods which are being presented to you, all the sense objects of this world, and enjoying this in this way, this illusory energy, Maya, that which is not real happiness, but that which is causing you your real death, it will finish you. Oh Father, please, you give this up," and you go to the forest. Hiranyakashipu, he thought, "My boy, he's only 5 years old. How possible that a young boy of 5 years old can speak such knowledge?" He became worried. Immediately he called for the teachers of the boy. Names were Sangha and Namaka. He said, "Look, you have to guard my boy very carefully. He has been poisoned. He has been poisoned by the Vaishnavas. Some devotees have come in disguise and they poisoned him. In this way, teaching that we who get this knowledge coming from Guru Parampara, coming from Gurudev, that we should go out there in the material world and poison these people with Krishna consciousness." So then, the teachers, they took him and then they asked, "Oh Prahlad, where have you learned this? Your friends, they're good demons. They just learned their schoolwork. They want to be, they want to know how to exploit the world, how to enjoy at all costs, how to eat, drink, and be merry, because they know that, yes, death is coming, so accumulate as much as possible. But you, you've been contaminated by the Vaishnavas. How possible? Prahlad, he said, actually, this is coming just spontaneously from my heart. Just like a piece of metal is attracted to a magnet, in this way, I'm attracted to this philosophy. That one who gets the mercy of the Lord, they don't live in this world of duality, think of friends and enemies, but they're equipoised to all, understanding that within all, the super soul is there, and that ultimately all are servants of God. So then they thought, oh, we must discipline this boy. So then they took him, and they gave him very special attention. Then, after some time, his father, Hiranyakashipu, called for Prahlad again. His mother, her name?
Kayadu.
She brought Prahlad, she addressed him very nicely, and then now his father, he put Prahlad on his lap, that he had so much love for Prahlad. And then he said, oh my boy Prahlad, now you tell me, what is the best thing that you've heard? Prahlad was very, very humble. He was very, very calm. And he looked up at his father and he said, oh Pita, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Achanam, Vandanam, Sakyam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam. Iti Pumsa Pita Vishnu, Bhakti Channana Lakshanam, Kirta Bhakti Tada, Tan Mame Ditam Uttamam. When his father heard this, then his father immediately he called Sanda Namaka. Sanda! Amaka, come here! How dare you cheat me like this? Behind my back, you're teaching my son to be a Vaishnava. Do you know what the result of one who is unfaithful? I will cut off your heads. Sanda Namaka, they came. And they said, oh, Hiranyakashipu, oh please, do not speak like this. We're Brahmanas. This is not right to speak to brothers like this. And actually, we did not do this. We did not poison your son. This philosophy is coming to him spontaneously from within. Then his father, he looked at Prahlad. He said, so, if they did not teach you, then where did it come? Then Prahlad again, he looked at his father. He said, oh Peter, Matena Krishna, Karato Svatova, Mito Vibhajeta Grihavratanam Adanta Govye Vishatanta Vishram Puna Puna Stavita Chavananam. That Matena Krishna Paratosvatova, that these demonic people, they did not teach me this, because they have uncontrolled senses, and they have, out of their own free will, desire to enjoy, eat, drink, and be merry in this material world. So for such people with such uncontrolled senses, it is not possible for Krishna consciousness to come to them that they can give to me. Not by their efforts or by any other person's efforts. Because they've made their decision. They have their free will. And out of their free will, they've decided that we don't want Krishna. Then he continued to say, oh Father, Nate vidu swata tatim hi Vishnu, Durasya ye vahi atamamina. Adan Andar Andar Yatandi Upami Upamina Tantra Udami Bhatta. He said, Nate Vidu Swata Gatimi Vishnu. He said such people with uncontrolled senses, they become covered by the material energy. That their intelligence is lost, their discrimination is lost, and they don't know that the real goal of life is to achieve love of God, to attain Vishnu. Why? Because they are engaged in sense gratification. And when we engage in sense gratification in this world to enjoy our senses, then everything becomes clouded, all discrimination is gone, all intelligence is lost. He said, so for such people, by such enjoyment, the result is that one is bound hand and foot by the gunas, the three ropes of material nature, and in this way, there's no way out for them. He said, but there's one way. And what is that? He said, if one takes shelter at the lotus feet of a pure devotee and takes the dust from the lotus feet of that pure devotee and smears his body, he said, in this way, then that person, Krishna consciousness, could be aroused in them. Then what does this mean? To take the dust from the lotus feet of the pure devotee, It means not only to literally take the dust, but to actually embody the moods, the inner moods of the pure devotees. And how to embody the moods? To really surrender to them. Body, mind, heart, words. To be their instruments to carry out their desires. Actually, when taking the dust from the lotus feet in this way, then that activity, then it has very, very big effect to enter into the heart. Because then their mercy flows and it enters into the heart by this process of sharanagati. When he said this to his father looked at him, sitting on his lap, this five-year-old boy, he's my son, and my son has become a Vaishnava. Out! He just kicked him out. He called his guards. Hey, guards! Get him and you kill him. He said that just like if you have a diseased part of the body, very, very contagious, then to save the body, you have to cut that off. In the same way, in my illustrious family of demons, such a contaminating effect of a Vaishnava, then he has to be removed. The gods were thinking, how can you kill the prince? He said, kill him, kill him, kill him. Then they took their spears or tridents and they started to poke at Prahlad, but it had no effect. It was just like rubber, and it just had no effect on him. He was looking. He said, what kind of mystic powers this five-year-old boy got? He said, okay, you take him and you have him trampled on by elephants. And then when the elephants came, the elephants were recoiled. He said, okay, take him into the den of poisonous snakes. When they threw him in the den, Prahlad was just sitting there with his hands just folded in prayer, remembering Lord Vishnu. And then the snakes, they just also recoiled. Take him up to the top of a mountain and throw him down. And when they threw him down, the rocks just became like cotton. And then it just caught him like a trampoline and started bouncing up and down. He was sweating. Give him the most horrible poison. And then when they gave it to him, he said his prayers and he offered to his Lord. And then he took and it was like the sweetest nectar. So many things he tried. Nothing would work. Hiranyakashipu thought, my death has come. But he thought, one more thing. He remembered his sister, her name?
Halika.
Halika. That she had a benediction, that she could walk into burning fire and never be at all touched, never be burnt. She said, oh Halika, oh my dear sister, I want you to do me one favor. And for this, I will reward you handsomely. I will give you so much wealth. I will give you part of my kingdom. I want you to take Prahlad and take him into fire. Halika, she went, she put on a very beautiful sari. She put on all her nice ornaments. And she said, oh, Prahlad, oh, come here, come here, come here. And then Prahlad, he said, okay. And then Prahlad, he went. And then Halika, she picked him up in her arms. And with a beautiful sari, ornaments, smiling, she said, okay, brother Hiranyakashipu, don't forget. And then as she walked into the fire, then she started to scream. She started to scream, cry. And she was just burning. But for Prahlad, the fire was just very cool, very soothing. And as she was burnt, Prahlad, he just stood up and then he just walked out of the fire. Through all this, Prahlad was always Trinada Pisunichena, Turoni Vasa Hishtana, Amalina Manadena. In his heart he had no entity towards his father. He was humble. He was tolerant. But at the same time, he was never deviating or he was never bashful in his execution and preaching of Krishna consciousness. The father was just stunned, totally stunned. So then the father, he was sitting down and just thinking, my death has come. My death has come. Sanda Namaka Dev came. Sanda, he means bull, one who is just engaged in gross sense gratification to enjoy his senses. Amaka means darkness. Whatever knowledge he'll give you will take you to hell. Sandar and the marker, they said, oh, Hiranyakashipu, don't be like this. You are very powerful. You control all the demigods except for Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. So why are you worried about this little boy? Don't worry. When our father, Shukracharya, comes, then he will take care of him. Who is Shukracharya? This is Acharya, who is not coming in Sampradaya, but who is coming in seminal succession, and Shukracharya, very powerful. If somebody is dead, Shukracharya, he can bring him to life. And anybody who wants dead, he can just finish them off. He said, when he comes, he'll take care. In the meantime, you bring Prahlad, let Prahlad come with us, and then we will also try and just control him. So they were teaching Prahlad all materialistic, actually things with demoniac motives. Prahlad, he was not rebellious. He just stayed there, but internally he was absorbed in his Krishna consciousness. He was in the world of sense objects. They were trying to teach him how to enjoy the sense objects. But in this situation, his mind was situated within, like a tortoise that keeps the senses within, when in the midst of all sense objects for enjoyment. They thought he was controlled. Then they went somewhere, and being as Prahlad was such an obedient, humble,
thank you.
Sorry, boy.
Thank you. Very good. Interesting.
Dhyana kimirandasya dhyanandina shlakaya chakshurun meitam jena tasmai shi gurubhena. So, Prahlad was sent back to school. Sri Hiranyakashipu was in a big dilemma. He'd gotten such amazing mystical powers. He'd taken over the control of all the elements. The sun was shining by the power of Hiranyakashipu. The water was flowing by the power of Hiranyakashipu. He'd reversed the laws of karma so that if anyone performed pious activities, they were punished. And if anyone performed impious activities, they enjoyed. And yet, this small boy, he could in no way control. So he's thinking, this is my enemy. How can I kill him? And he tried to kill him. He couldn't kill him in any way. He was so perplexed. His mind was so confused and disturbed. So, Sandra Marka, they took him back to school and they taught him, just like in schools now, my Guru Maharaj said, the schools are like slaughterhouses. So they taught that the soul doesn't exist. Only the body is there, and our business is to enjoy the body. Amass wealth, control, torture Mother Nature so that she gives up her secrets so that we can control and enjoy more and more and more. This is the aim of modern education. So their aim also, and they were teaching him how he could control enemies, how he could divide them, how he could reward them, how he should kill them, different diplomatic strategies. And just like Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him, don't be like a madman. You just go home and you act like a pound shillings and pence man, and in time, you will get free. So he was patiently acting, but within, he was completely absorbed in remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prahlad Maharaj, he was being indoctrinated like this, externally, but internally he was simply remembering Bhagavad. And they didn't suspect. So, gradually, then the Sandra Marka, they left. They never thought that anything was wrong. And then Prahlad, he turned around and he began to teach his schoolmates. Oh, don't you know that this human body is a very precious gift? You should take up Krishna consciousness now. Don't wait. So the schoolboys, they said, Prahlad, we just want, young. We want to play football. We want to play table tennis. We want to play cards. We don't want to learn about Krishna consciousness. So Prahlad Maharaj explained that now.
Kumar acharit praga. Try to remember his slokas.
Now in your youth.
So now in your
thank
youth.
You. Thank you. You? You, you. Cameron.
So Prahlad Maharaj is now at the recess period teaching his fellow students to begin Krishna consciousness now when they're very young. He tells them, Komaram acharet pragyo dharmam bhagavataniha durvam manasam janma tadabhya juvamartadam. That this material, a human life, is very, very rare, because only in human life can one realize the self and become free from the entanglement of birth and death. So now that you're young, Komara, now you should take to Krishna consciousness. And the boy said, but Prahlad, now we're young, now it's time to play. Why don't we wait until we're older? So Prahlad explained the whole 100, so-called 100 years of the lifespan. He said, suppose you live for 100 years. Automatically, immediately, half of that life is gone because you sleep at night. Then, the first 10 years of life, you're busy playing, just playing sports and wasting time. The last 10 years of life, you're too old to remember properly, and you're just reminiscing your youthful enjoyment and desiring again that youthful enjoyment. Then, for another 10 years, you're studying very hard to get a good education and a good job, to get a lot of money, and be able to enjoy material life. And then, there's so much attachment in family life. If you don't take to Krishna consciousness now, Srila Gurudev explained that Prahlad is saying, if you don't take to it now, you'll gradually become more and more attached. And when you become older, how will you be able to give up your beautiful young wife? Or how will you be able to give up your little children who are calling Mama, Papa? Or how will you be able to give up your old and invalid parents? So then there's only 10 years left, and that's for very, very strong attachment. So take to Krishna consciousness now while you're children. The boys asked him, Prahlad, where did you get all this information from, all this knowledge? Because nobody teaches it in this school. Prahlad then told where he learned about their best friend, their full self-interest, that is Lord Vishnu. He told them that before he was born, Narada came to his father's house when his father was doing austerities, and as was explained before, how the demigods had come to take Prahlad away when he was in the womb of his mother, and how Narada said, no, don't kill this boy, he's a Mahabhagavat. I'll take charge of him. So Narada Muni brought his mother, his pregnant mother, to his own ashram and trained her in Krishna consciousness. And Prahlad in the womb was trained in Krishna consciousness. So Prahlad is telling how his spiritual master, Narada Muni, brought him to Krishna consciousness. The boys gradually became convinced, and Prahlad inspired them to perform kirtan. So Prahlad and the boys were now chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Maha Mantra. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
On Prahlad and his friend.
then Prahlad. He said, "Oh father, why are you acting like this? Hiranyakashipu said, where are you getting your power from? Where are you getting your power from, Prahlad? From the same place as you. He's controlling the sun, the moon. He's controlling all living entities. Prahlad, where is your Vishnu? He's everywhere! Everywhere! Is he in that pillar? Is he in that pillar? You children, shut up! Then, Hiranyakashipu, he took out his weapon and very menacingly he went to that pillar and then he struck! And what happened?
Very good. Excellent. Then
after Lord Shivdev had come, he had bifurcated this demon Hiranyakashipu. He took his intestines and he draped it around his neck, just to show the whole world that my devotees, they're always protected by me. And that if anybody makes offense or mishandles my devotees, then I personally will take it upon myself. He was roaring, "Rah! Rah!" A most fearsome Ugra Nrisingha. All the demigods, they had come. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Indra, Suryadev, all the rishis, they had also come to see this amazing scene. At that time, they were wanting to appease Lord Nrisingha. But none of the demigods, they would dare go forward. At first, Lord Indra, he looked towards Lord Shiva. That, "Oh Shankarji, please, you go and appease the Lord." Lord Shiva, he looked at him. He thought, "I have never seen the Lord in this mood at all." He said, "No, I think it's not befitting that I should go. That Lord Brahma, that I accept that you are my senior. That you go." Lord Brahma, with his four heads, he was looking. And then his forehead said, no. I cannot go. And then all of them, inspired, they all looked towards Lakshmi Devi. And they said, "Oh Lakshmi Devi, ladies first." Lakshmi Devi looked at the Lord. He said, she said, "Not this time." Then they all looked towards Prahlad. They said, "Oh Prahlad, oh Prahlad, that you, only you can appease the Lord in this very, very angry mood." And then Prahlad, being petitioned by the demigods, fearlessly, he went up to his Lord, Lord Nrisingadev. Lord Nrisingadev, seeing Prahlad, then his anger started to become subdued. Just seeing Prahlad coming closer to him, he took Prahlad and then he placed Prahlad up on his lap. And he was caressing Prahlad.
And then he was saying, "Oh Prahlad, you please forgive me. I'm sorry that I put you through so much trouble and that I did not come earlier." He said that it is my nature that when I come to my devotee, that I should give some benediction. What benediction would you like? Prahlad, he said, "Oh my Lord, please, I am born in the family of demons. And because of that, the materialistic tendency is so much there within. Please, do not tempt me with this. That I am your servant, I am your devotee, and this is our eternal relationship. That if I come to you, and I come for some benediction, for some boon, for some desire, that this is like business dealing. I am not a businessman, I am not a business boy. That actually, my eternal relationship with you is as your eternal servant." Lord Vishnudev, his heart was melting. He said, "Oh Prahlad," he said, "that still, though you're saying this, that as I come, then I must give some benediction. What benediction can I give to you?" Then Prahlad, he said, "Then I ask that within the core of my heart, that there be no material desires. I ask this benediction." Lord Nishindra said, "Prahlad, there are no material desires within the core of your heart. You are completely pure. You are my unalloyed devotee. So please, you ask some benediction that I can reciprocate." Then Prahlad said, "Then, O Father, then I ask that my father Hiranyakashipu, though he has come to you in such a horrible way, that please you forgive him, you benefit, you give him your mercy." He said, "Prahlad, just because you have taken birth in his family, not only him, but it's stated that even a neophyte devotee, one who is in the beginning stage of bhakti, that seven generations of that person's family, that they are liberated. Madhyam, then 14 generations, and then Uttam, Mahabharat, like Prahlad, 21 generations. Lord Nishimadev said, "Your father has already been liberated, so please, you still ask some benediction." And then Prahlad, he said, "Oh my Lord, then I ask that all the people in this world who are suffering due to their sinful activities, I ask that you take all their sins, 5-year-old boys, and you take these sins and you place on my head, and let me stay here and let me suffer for their simple activities so that they can go back home, back to Godhead." Then Lord Nishimadev, tears were just flowing down his eyes, coming down his mane, and then Lord Nishimadev said, "Oh Prahlad, you have totally conquered my heart and you bound me up with your love." Then anyone who hears this narration of Lord Nishimadev and the killing of Hiranyakashipu and this Prahlad Charitra, then it is said, especially hearing under the guidance of a pure devotee, that that person will achieve all auspiciousness and go back home, back to Godhead. Shri Nishingadev Bhagwan Ki Jai, Shri Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai, Shri Gurudev Ki Jai, Shri Guru Parampara Ki Jai, Jai Gurudeva.
What are the teachings that Prahlad Maharaj gave to his colleagues, group Sushushya?
Chakshurunmritam jena tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So when the demonic predator Prahlad Maharaj asking, "Oh Prahlad, from where you have learned all these things?" Then Prahlad Maharaj read the whole story when his mother kidnapped by demigods Indra. Then Narada Rishi saved her and taught her everything for Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj being in womb, he learned everything because it was for Prahlad Maharaj. Then they asked, "Oh Prahlad,
you are telling this truth, but what is the process? How we can do bhajan that you are doing? Then Prahlad Maharaj replied, Guru Sushru Saya Bhakta Sarvala Bhagavanena Cha Sangya Sadhu Bhakta Nam Iskararadhanena Cha Guru Sushru Saya Bhakta Yattu Sarviva Gurudev. How? Guru Sushru Saya Bhakta with devotion. So who is Guru? The Sandana Marka, who was the teacher in Gurukul. Are they qualified Guru? No, never. Why not? That we have to know what is the proper definition of Gurudev. Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures told us, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyaita Jivgasu Sri Uttamam Sabde Parita Nishnatam Brahman Upasana Swayam. That Guru has two definitions. One primary definition, another secondary definition. The secondary definition you can understand very easily, but primary definition extremely hard. Although it mentioned in scripture, before initiation, the disciple will test Guru for 1 year, and Guru will test disciple 1 year too. To test for Guru, what is to say about 1 year? He can test the disciple in a moment. But for disciple to test bona fide Guru or not, extremely hard. What is qualification? So, Jikasa Sabde Parichan Nishnatam. He must be extremely qualified in all scriptures. If devotee or disciple have any doubt, he can quote from scriptures and you will doubt immediately. Not like this, oh, you can contact an email, I can reply in 6 months, not like this. Immediately he can quote it from scriptures and remove the doubts. So only who has qualified, are they bona fide guru? Then the learned scholar will be bona fide guru, they can get the marks of Bhagavan? Well, no, not possible only that. What is another secondary symptom? They must be detached from this material world. This material world is always attached to each other. So maybe male or female, both are qualified to be guru. Not only male be a guru, not female, not like this. In our tradition we have seen Janava Devi, Ganga Mata Thakurani, Hemata Thakurani Devi became guru. So guru must be attached from material world. The material world attached for 3 W, woman, wealth and wine. And for female, men, money and marijuana. The bona fide guru must be attached from these 3 M and 3 W. And what's the internal symptom? Parecha Nishnatam. Must be realized so. Like we are sitting here, we are thinking, oh, last time Gurudev spoke here, this subject matter, that subject matter. So being here, we can think in other things also. In the same way, one bona fide Gurudev, being with us, what is doing this beyond our speculation even also, by perception of our mind. There are so many devotees, almost all devotees, so I am not hesitant to speak. But Guru Gayatri Gurudev told, Krishnanandaya. Krishnanandaya means, Krishna means Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For you have Krishna. And Krishnanandaya means Krishna plus Anandaya. Yet Krishna means Brajanandam Samsundar. Krishnanandaya means Krishna plus Anandaya. Krishna means Smriti Radha Thakurani. So who, being with us, always giving pleasure and serving Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sai Mantra as a divine couple, is bona fide Guru. So, Guru Sushru Saya Bhakta, if in good fortune, if you make this type of Guru, what have to do? Have to serve him 24 hours a day. And with full devotion, Guru Sushru Saya Bhakta, Sarva Labhar Panena Cha, which you have possessed, have to offer to him. So, Bhakti Mathur has told, Man Masa Deha Vyara Jo Kichu Mor, Or Pilutu Apate Nanda Kishor. O Nanda Kishor, which I possess in this world, my mind, my body, and my house, etc., I am offering to you. Because which we have a not house and other thing, but everybody has mind, who are not doing bhajan, not at any certain level, they're always controlled by their uncontrolled mind. So we have to give the reins of the mind to the hands of Guru, hand of Gurudev, then I will be successful. So sarvalabhar panayacha. Moreover, sangena sadhu bhaktanam, have to be always in good association. So when devotee is asking Gurudev, what instruction for me? With the always ordering, be in good association. Then our life will be successful. So Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures told, Nirdeham Abdam Sulabam Sukalpam Guru Karma Dharam Mayanu Kulina Navasataritam Puman Bhavita Paresatmaha. Nirdeham Abdam Sulabam. Although there are so many 8.4 million species, but only by human beings we can do bhajan. Not by other body, not the demigods, not any beast, anything not possible. So Nidham Artham Sulabham. Now Bhagavan give us very beautiful body. Do Guru Bhajan and Guru Karma Dharam, this body like a boat. If you have to take a cross, what you want to cross? The endless bath of death, bath and death like ocean. So you need a boat. If we have boat, but we have no boatsman, who can take a cross? Who is the boatman? Guru Bhat Parma Panathai Guru is boatsman here. Guru Karma Dharam. And he is the older boat, then he can take a cross very easily. Moreover, that if he will sell, then if favorable wind, it will go very fast. Faster, fastest, he will go. So what is that? Sadhu Sangha. So you have to be always in Sadhu Sangha, in good association. Then you can get Matsya Kunde very easily and can take across the material existence of ocean, birth and death. So Guru Sushrusaya Bhakta, Sarvalabhar Paninacha, Sangya Sadhu Bhaktanam, Ishwararadhaninacha. Then Ishwararadhana, Bhagavad Bhajan is possible. If you are not initiated by Ganapai Gurudev, not in good association, then your life will never be successful. So Prabhupada Maharaj taught us, always have to be good association and under guidance of Ganapai Gurudev, if you do bhajan, life will be successful, otherwise everything will go in vain. Hare Krishna.
You heard the life history of Prahlad Maharaj and his teachings. We should try to follow Prahlad Maharaj. How tolerance, how trinadapi sunsi. And go on doing bhajan. Nat prayaso kartabdev jatayu bhaya param. Don't always engage yourself in sense gratification and to collect money and other things. Natat prayaso. Because as suffering are coming without any invitation, also if happiness, oh, it must come. You should not bother for it. Try to chant and remember Krishna. Then your life will be successful. So, we should try to follow Prahlad Maharaj. As he has told, Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Satyam, Atmanibhi. Like this. But, one thing, Prahlad Maharaj is high class of Jnani Bhakta. He has only one idea, that Nrisingha Bhagavan is the East Dev. So much opulence there. He cannot embrace Nrisingha Dev. Nrisingha Dev can give his hand on Prahlad and curiosity to Prahlad. But Prahlad Maharaj cannot. Prahlad Maharaj always cannot serve. Momentary Nrisingha Dev came. जो प्रहलाद महाराज जी सिद्ध भक्त बट अम्बरीश महाराज इन दिस केस हैज सम व्हाट ग्रेडेशन हायर पोजीशन हाउ वी विल डिस्कस इट इन योर टुमारो क्लास तो ही इज नॉट सिद्ध एज प्रहलाद बट ही वॉज इन वृंदावन मथुरा मधुबन ही यूज टू गो इन ब्रजमंडल राधाकुंड नंदगांव बरसाना भांडीरबन सोमन एवरीवेयर हिज इष्ट देव वाज कृष्ण प्रहलाद महाराज इष्ट देव वाज सिंहदेव बट ही इज दो ही इज नॉट सिद्ध
परफेक्ट
बट इवन स्टेम्स टू बी सुपीरियर सुपीरियर इन हिज सर्विस He used to walk everywhere. And how? Even a Brahma Rishi like
Durvasa,
he came. I think he came to glorify
Ambarish Maharaj.
But anyhow, it seems that he was very angry. He used to be. He wanted to finish Ambarish Maharaj. But how he behaved, we will discuss tomorrow. Gaur Prema Namani.
Hare Krishna. Few more devotees as requested for initiation. Tomorrow is the last and final initiation in this European tour 2006. So we have a desire for initiation. They can register.